growing up, I always had the fantasy of being with an older woman. I think every guy had this fantasy at one point. I don't know if it was seeing Pamela Anderson or Jennifer Aniston in movies growing up. I think it definitely was, or if it was seeing Stifler's mom in American Pie. But that fantasy didn't come true until 2019, after looks maxing, thanks to the trusted app everyone loves and adores called Tinder. Back in 2019, I met up with an older woman for the first time after matching on Tinder. She was 45. She was ironically a plastic surgeon's assistant. We had met at the Cheesecake Factory. She was about 5'7". She had dark hair and a good body. It was attractive for her age. She was Italian, and I was super excited because up to this point, I had never gone on a date with an older woman. One of the first things I noticed is that some older women really like younger guys. I mean, like, really like them. I remember she put her arm around mine almost immediately when she saw me. Like, that's something that doesn't really happen with younger women, especially at the start of a first date. We're sitting across each other, and we're talking about, like, random stuff and flirting. And once we finished dinner, they brought out the cheesecake, and she then made a move and suggested we sit next to each other and sample each other's cheesecake. And that's another thing I noticed, is that older women can tend to be way more aggressive with younger guys. And I actually didn't mind it one bit, because like I said, this was like one of my biggest fantasies growing up. And I remember she also put her hand on my thigh while we were having the cheesecake. And afterwards, she actually suggested we head back to her place. And older women, a lot of the time, will be the sexual aggressor with a younger man. So we went back and watched a horror movie, and then made our way up to the bedroom, and one thing led to the other, and well, I got my fantasy fulfilled that night, and it felt good because, you know, like I said, growing up, you'd see older women as a teenager or like a guy in college or even your mid-20s, and you know, you always kind of had this fantasy of like what it would be like if you were able to, you know, get with an older woman, what it would feel like. And I could say it felt amazing. It felt amazing to kind of itch that scratch, so to say. And after this, I hadn't met up with an older woman for a while until during COVID. It was like early 2021 when I matched with a 53-year-old woman who was in the area. She was like a medical sales rep, I believe. She was 5'10". She had an athletic body and a decent face. We had matched on Tinder and then exchanged numbers. She was staying at a hotel not too far from me, so we made plans to meet up to de-stress and have a drink in the hotel room. And I remember she came to meet me in the hotel lobby, and she was wearing like this leather jacket with yoga pants. And it was like this interesting combination that, you know, like definitely excited me really a lot at the time. She also had like fairly short hair as well. And we got up to the hotel room, and she started pouring us glasses of wine. We were sitting on the couch, and then we started like making out pretty quickly. She immediately jumped on top of me and then started pulling my pants down. I then picked her up and we had sex on the couch. After about an hour and a half after, we ended up, you know, going over the bed, doing the same thing. And I realized that night that older women have a very high libido and they really do crave younger guys. And I think some, you know, a lot of older women, they also have a natural curiosity for younger guys. And she had told me that night that she had a daughter that was 26 and that her daughter finds it weird. She dates guys in their late 20s. And it's kind of crazy to think a mom and daughter could be dating and having sex with the same guys. And but older women, from my experience, like they genuinely enjoy being with younger guys. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I think it's the generation difference, but they really see younger guys as fun to play with. Like older women also don't play games, and they also don't really judge you the same as younger women, I've found, obviously for many different reasons. And they're also much more chill and will joke around about stuff that I think a younger girl, especially nowadays, you know, might get upset about. And after this night, I thought I got the older woman fantasy out of the way until fall of 2021, when I matched with a 48-year-old woman from Bumble. And she was a nutritionist. She was in good shape. She had light brown hair. She was about 5'6", had blue eyes. Overall, you know, good body, pretty face. We ended up meeting at this local bar, which is kind of like a dive bar with like an older crowd. And we met up, and the conversation was very easy, and we hit it off. And Another thing I noticed about older women is that they're very intrigued by younger guys and the younger generation. You know, Gen X grew up in a much different time than millennials, so they're always kind of surprised by certain things. And it's kind of funny, to be honest, but I've also noticed that older women will initiate touch a lot more than younger women do. I remember a few times her reaching across the table and touching my arm or hand. And most younger girls won't do that, and they would let you kind of take the lead. It's pretty consistent across the board from my experience that older women are just tend to be the aggressor with younger men. And after we were done with our drinks, we walked to our cars and we started making out like on her car. She had like an SUV and we started like really getting into the making out. And I picked her up and it was kind of crazy, but we ended up like just opening her car door and we actually ended up having sex in the backseat of her SUV. And it just kind of went from 0 to 60 super quick. And, you know, older women definitely are spontaneous with younger guys, and they see younger guys also in like a fantasy type way. A lot of older guys are kind of set in their ways, and maybe they look at younger guys much differently from older guys. And since then, I haven't met up with any older women, but I did have a conversation with one not too long ago, which is pretty eye-opening. She had asked, "Do you normally date older women?" I said, "I have before. What about you?" She said, I've been on dates with mainly younger guys, not necessarily because I want to date younger guys. It's just more of an interest in the person, not to mention guys my age aren't aging well." Oh man, the age pill is real there. Not attracted to many of them. The challenge for at least one of them is that guys your age want kids, and that's not happening here. But if you really click with someone, I don't think age should be a big deal. I said, interesting. That makes sense. What about them doesn't age well? I was like, age is just a number. They just look older. And that's a brutal age pill right there, because she's definitely right. Like, most men don't age like fine wine. And a lot of women like younger guys because they're just more attractive. They look more youthful and they're in better shape than older guys, who a lot of them look like they're just withering away. All in all, older women have a lot more experience. They can definitely teach you a thing or two, and they don't play games. They're much more straightforward than younger women, as they're in a different generation. They're not afraid to tell you what they want. If older women find you attractive, they typically have no problem just hooking up with you and not wanting something long term. Obviously, it comes down to the woman, but I found that a lot of older women aren't expecting young guys to want to settle down with them. So they're much more open to just hooking up and chilling. Well, if you've enjoyed this video, feel free to give it a like. Feel free to comment down below your experience with older women as a younger guy. And feel free to subscribe. Until next time, take care.